Hi there. Welcome to another edition of Ask the Chiropractor. On today's Ask the Chiropractor, we try to answer a question that a patient presented to us over the week or the month before, and we try to come out here and answer it for you. The goal is if you have a question about chiropractic, you should always ask a chiropractor, not somebody else, because only chiropractors are expert on chiropractic. So that's the goal of the podcast. And today, we had a question about what does some of the research and literature talk about chiropractic, and what about some of the spinal experts? How do they feel about chiropractic care? What's their opinions on it? Not so much how to do it, but do they find that patients have success with it? And so what I was able to find was an article from the North American Spine Society. The North American Spinal Society says that they're a multi-disciplinary facet that looks at the spine, looks at the research in the spine, and they get together and they discuss the overall spine, the function of the spine, and different ailments of the spine. Now, the first thing I thought was interesting when I looked into the multidisciplinary discipline, I looked at their board of directors, and I would say 90% of them are MDs, and I would say none of them are chiropractors. So to me, I think it's multiple disciplinary. When they talk about the spine, I believe they miss an amazing group of people that might be able to sit on the board who are actually chiropractors, actually know quite a bit about the spine, and maybe having one of them on the board would be a good idea. But again, this is where I fall back into, you know, if you have a question about chiropractic, you should ask a chiropractor. But I'm not going to harp on the North American Spine Society because I actually like what they have to say. The question became, what's the best treatment for an acute lower back issue? What's the best way to take care of acute lower back issue? And so when you go into PubMed, a lot of you have heard me talk about PubMed before. PubMed is where if you put a piece of research out there, it has to go through massive amounts of scrutiny to make sure what you're talking about is actually legitimate, you know, verifiable, and there's no other variables going on. That whatever you publish is pretty much, they're unable to find any flaws in your documentation or your work. You hear me talk about this a lot in the office, where I talk about if I had 12 plants and I gave 6 of them water, 6 of them fake water, doing the double blind random control studies by the exact rules of a double blind random control study, and we found out that after a couple of weeks, all the plants died, then we know water is bad for plants. We did a double blind random control study. Well, if I take it to PubMed will kick me out because I had those plants in a basement with no sunlight and no water. No sunlight and no soil. The water had nothing to do with it. It was the fact that they were deprived of everything else was why they died. So PubMed wouldn't publish my paper. So it's interesting when you look at PubMed to find their research and their data. Whatever they publish has been definitely going through some severe scrutiny by peers and other people. So the North America Spinal Society, a multidisciplinary discipline group, absent of chiropractors, published a paper about the effective treatment for acute lower back pain, the most effective treatment for acute lower back pain. And chiropractic, what we do as chiropractors, came up extremely high on their list. The spinal manipulation, we call it a chiropractic adjustment, was almost the number one preferred choice for lower back issues. They found people with lower back issues who want to clear up and go away without other health issues, other things interfering with your lower back issues and other problems with your lower back, that by far the best choice, without a doubt, is spinal manipulative therapy or chiropractic adjustments. So it's kind of cool to hear that we're like one of the number one choices from a whole group of people that's been PubMed indexed and PubMed research. So when you have a doctor that says maybe chiropractic's not a great choice for your lower back pain, I would tell you people who know a lot more about the subject but disagree with that doctor. And that doctor is probably wrong. The chiropractic would actually be a great choice. Now in the past, I've talked a little bit about NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And since 2010, the research has shown us that those cause acute lower back pain. So when you take those chronically, you actually develop acute lower back pain. So taking those chronically is a really, really bad idea for acute lower back pain. They actually would deteriorate some of the nerve endings and the lower back pain becomes constant overuse of those. So non-steroidal anti-inflammatories are not the best. You've heard me other podcasts talking about the cortisone shots and the shots they give in your spine. As far as I know, to this day, still get the research, those are still not FDA approved for the spine, and the manufacturers of such shots did not recommend those for spinal care. So when it comes to what's the best choice for your lower back pain, lower back issues, you know, that keeps coming back, that a lot of things that are currently being done are not highly recommended. And the number one thing from the North American Spine Society that is recommended is chiropractic. So I think if you're having acute lower back pain and you don't know where to go, I would say the chiropractor is a great place to start. again, we're using research and science on this to find out our answers. We're not just going by opinion or anything else. We're using the data and the science that's out there. So if you have any questions, look up PubMed, type in NASS, the North American Spine Society. I can pull it up right here. We'll take a quick look at it. I'll give you more information on it. It is, pulling up the PubMed article right here. There you see the PubMed article. It is a NASS Contemporary Concepts in Spine Care, Manipulative Therapy for Acute Lower Back Pain, Spine, 2010 of October. It's all about how there's out of doubt spinal manipulative therapy, or otherwise what we call chiropractic adjustments, are a great choice, a great starting point to help get rid of your lower back pain. I hope I answered that question about whether the experts think about chiropractic and lower back pain. When you get to the experts, they for sure recommend chiropractic. Well, if you have a question about chiropractic or chiropractic care, go ahead and leave a message below. Contact us at our website at RockfordDC, RockfordDC.com. And maybe next time we come on, we'll be answering your questions. Remember, if you have a question about chiropractic, always ask a chiropractor. If you have a question about your teeth, always ask a dentist. Go to the people who know. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.